Logging, agriculture, urbanization, and the locks and dams have contributed to a decline in forests along the Mississippi River. Aging stands of silver maples aren't replacing themselves, and the invasive reed canary grass is taking over the floodplains. So the Army Corps of Engineers has developed the Systemic Forest Management Plan to restore and maintain the ecosystem along the Upper Mississippi River and its major tributaries, stretching from Minneapolis to Cairo, Illinois. It's working with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and Upper Mississippi River Refuge District Manager Tim Yeager says it would help the animals.
The threat of forest that's found on the Mississippi River and along the bluffs and valleys of the river is a continentally significant migration corridor for a lot of species, and so we're concerned about the importance of that migration corridor potentially declining as we transition out of a forested ecosystem to more of a grassland meadow ecosystem.
Randy Urich is the Corps' Forest Management Plan team leader. He says more tree species and ages would create a more diverse forest.
And one that would be hopefully more sustainable in the long run, where we could maybe get to a point where there wouldn't have to be as intense a management to have it continue on into the future just on its own.
Urich says some people are concerned about what the management plan could entail, but there aren't any plans to drastically change how land along the river is being used. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.